Okay, hey, Buju, and welcome back to Buju,
not a Buju,
the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Buju, and with me today, as she always is, the lovely and the talented Natasha. Ekadom Buju, Weenie Mushane. Say hello, my sweetheart.
Hello, everybody.
And today, our Ojibwe word of the day. You know what I was thinking, sweetie?
What's that?
I was thinking, how about our Ojibwe word of the day be Iska Gamazike Gizas?
Oh, what?
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Iska Gamazike Gizas. This is the sap boiling moon. This is what we call April.
Yeah, huh?
In Ojibwe Moan. Because April is the moon of the boiling sap. This is the time where a lot of Ojibwe people were kind of famous for our maple syrup. For our Jiwagamazigun, our syrup. This is time of year when you can gather the maple syrup, the maple, go out to the sugar bush. But you know what it makes me think of, sweetie?
Huh, what's that?
I was thinking of old Aunt Jemima.
Yeah?
You know, Aunt Jemima got canceled this year.
Yeah.
Speaking of syrup, you know, I don't know what the problem was. Uh-huh. Apparently, Aunt Jemima is a racist or something.
Nah.
But in our way, our word for aunt, we have two words for aunt. Inzikos is like your mom's sister. Mm-hmm. That's your aunt. Inzikos. But then there's also Ninoshane. Which is your dad's sister. And then there is the res auntie. Then there's the auntie. And if you're lucky enough, an auntie. So you got Inzikos, mom's mm-hmm. sister. She's an aunt. And Ninoshane is your dad's sister.
Mm-hmm.
But your auntie is just any adult woman in your life who is like a friend of your mom's or a friend of your dad's. An auntie, every kid should have one kind of tough, mean auntie who will, kind of make you sit up straight and, always keeps one eye on you.
Right.
An auntie is sort of a second string mom. And they're very sacred in the Ojibwe way.
Yeah, they are.
But I was thinking about poor old Auntie Jemima. You know? First they got rid of our little Anishinaabekwe on the Lando Lakes. Remember her? You know, they had that little Indian girl on the Lando Lakes.
Right.
Yeah, on all the butter. She'd be sitting there in her little buckskin dress with her little knees.
And they said,
nope. That's racist. So they got rid of her. And then they got rid of your Aunt Jemima.
Uh-huh.
You can't get any more Aunt Jemima syrup. And then they got rid of your Uncle Ben Rice.
Oh,
I know. I mean, if there's one thing that we understand, it's rice and syrup.
Yeah, huh?
And they fired Aunt Jemima, and then they fired Uncle Ben, fired the little girl on Lando Lakes. And I've heard it said, isn't it typical? You know...
What?
They relocated the Lando Lakes girl, but they kept the land.
Yeah.
They kept the Lando Lakes. Anyway, so today's Ojibwe word of the day. Iska Gamazike Gizas. It is the moon of the boiling sap. And, let's remember our poor departed, unemployed auntie and uncle.
Yeah.
Auntie Jemima and Uncle Ben. This month of the boiling sap moon. You want to add anything to this, sweetie?
No, I think it's good.
All right. Well, in that case, I'm just going to say, miigwech, bizen dawie. Thank you for listening to Buju,
Nana Buju,
the podcast
about Ojibwe language and culture.
I am Nana Buju. And this is Natasha.
Buju.
I will see you again.
Gigawabamin.
Minawa.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, hikes.